I think the most important thing is for the committee, we sat down and obviously we're discussing the safety of gathering in numbers. So you need to know that was our first concern. Secondly, we spoke with the Chamber of Commerce and several other the local businesses to let them know that we were planning on doing, so that everyone was involved in making the decision and there was no just us making this decision. I think people need a reason to celebrate. I think the girls need their time on their float for their 100th year, but I also want to be supportive and not a hindrance to the local businesses in town. So with that being said, we've spoken with Wenatchee, Spokane, Cashmere, and come up with a tentative schedule that all festivals will still be able to participate, including Manson. The plan is to sit down and try to realistically come up with a plan that will work. With the parks office pretty much being closed, the school districts being closed, we know that there won't be any bands most likely in the parade, and we know that the 3-on-3 could be very difficult to try to schedule. But people may come forward and want to, you know, help us put on that event. The plan is this year is to get a parade and to get a parade and get the pig jig done, and look for the other opportunities to do a big event next year. We'd like to encourage all businesses, if you have a band and you want to put it on the back of a trailer and play down the parade route, we want to hear it. I mean, now's the time to bring community into it and allow people maybe the opportunity that's never been there before to come and be part of the parade.